This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire, and as usual, America's on fire. We're all getting sick of this. You know, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of some sort of court ruling that you don't like because you're black, and you think you have a license to burn your city down and cost hundreds of millions of dollars in damage and destroy the lives of small businessmen and property owners. I'm getting really sick of Black Lives Matter, and I'm sick of your communist revolutionary rhetoric, and I'm sick of you thinking you have the right to burn a town down. There are terrible situations against white cops and white people and black-on-black violence, and there's lots of black abortion, and there's lots of reasons for white people and black people to be upset. But the only thing that Black Lives Matter ever gets upset about, and the only people that ever want to burn the country down, is Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and liberal activists. We on the right have lots of things we don't like. But we don't burn the country down and destroy people's property in relation to it. I just told you a story 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I told you a story about a white bar owner in Nebraska confronted by thugs, hoods, terrible people out to destroy his bar and maybe kill him. He fired two warning shots and then shot one of them dead. And the DA said, no charges, self-defense, clear case of self-defense. And then Black Lives Matter protests night after night after night in Omaha, Nebraska, threatening to burn the damn town down, charging racism. And so that DA was scared to death. And even though he said the story won't change, the guy was acting in self-defense, I'm going to name a special prosecutor. I expect no changes. And the special prosecutor is black. And he found that the white guy committed murder, and he charged him with manslaughter and terrorism for defending his own bar and his own life against people that were out to hurt him. And that bar owner committed suicide. That's murder. That prosecutor should be charged with murder. And that DA who found him innocent but then went ahead under pressure and named a special prosecutor, he should be charged with accessory to murder. A lot of bad people in this country on the left. A lot of cowards on the right or in the middle. And this has to stop. You can't burn a town down every time you don't like a decision. In Louisville, cops, grand jury and cops in the Breonna Taylor case, all kinds of conflicting stories about Breonna Taylor. Liberals claim she was doing nothing wrong. They went to the wrong apartment. They shot someone who's completely innocent. I've heard completely different stories from the police. She's no angel. And the guy she was associating with is no angel. And they say drugs are being dealt out of that apartment. I don't know. I have no idea. I'll reserve judgment. See, that's what I don't like about liberals. They always act like they know. Black Lives Matter acts like they know. You don't know anything. You don't know a damn thing. It's up to a jury to decide. All I know is today one cop was indicted, but no one got indicted for murder. But a cop was indicted. On my early show, I said, you know what? I guess Louisville will not burn today. But that's no reason to indict a cop on purpose. You keep a city from burning. You don't ruin an innocent man's life to keep a city from burning if he's an innocent man. I don't know. I don't know enough about the case to know who's innocent and who's guilty. I know this, despite the fact that there was an indictment. Now the mob is mad because the indictment wasn't a murder indictment. All three white cops weren't indicted for murder. And so now rioting is breaking out. All kinds of terrible things are happening in Louisville. Protests break out. Gear unloaded from a U-Haul after no murder charges in the Breonna Taylor case. And God knows what kind of weapons are in that U-Haul. Protester took to the streets of Louisville today after a Kentucky grand jury did not bring murder charges against any of the officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. You know what? Maybe it was just a terrible mistake. You know, and maybe the city should pay, and I think just did pay, millions of dollars, didn't they? I think the city just paid millions of dollars. I think there's like a $12 million settlement. But I don't know that somebody has to go to jail because police made a mistake. if they tried their best and acted honestly, and they were shots fired, and they returned fire, I'm sorry if an innocent person got killed. Very sorry. That's what the $12 million is for. I'm pretty sure that somebody just awarded them. The city's gave them $12 million. A pair of videos shared to social media shows protesters unloading shields and signs from a U-Haul truck. One shield read BLM in red. Another had the phrase, protect black women. Another video shows protesters shouting, we didn't get it, burn it down, while marching through Louisville. We didn't get it, burn it down. Protesters also seen marching with signs demanding for the police to be abolished. A grand jury announced that Officer Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of endangerment in connection to the police raid on the night of March 13th. Neither the grand jury nor the presiding judge elaborated on the charges. And protesters have consistently pressured the state attorney general to act. Celebrities and pro athletes joined in calling on the attorney general to charge the police who shot Taylor. At one point, demonstrators converged on his house and were charged with felonies for trying to intimidate the prosecutor. See, this is what happens. This is what happens. And it's disgraceful. And a new poll shows a majority have turned against the rioters and against the media. USA Today Ipsos poll shows that a majority of the country is disgusted with the Antifa Black Lives Matter rioters and the national media. And the poll has not gotten the attention it deserves. Of course not. What's most interesting is nearly half the Democrats polled, a full 48%, agree with that sentiment compared to 83% of Republicans. Wow. They believe protesters and counter-protesters are overwhelming American cities. And every one of these cities, by the way, is Democrat-run cities. 48% of Democrats agree, 83% of Republicans agree. 59% of urban dwellers agree. 71% of those who live in rural areas agree. And, of course, there are no riots in rural areas because rural areas don't have riots because there are no Democrats in charge. More than half, 56% of everyone polled believes government should deploy more police to get protests and unrest under control. A clear majority of 54% say people should arm themselves to protect private property during protests. When asked what's causing the violence and what factors Americans say make protests more dangerous, 6 in 10 Americans say the mainstream media has made the protests more dangerous, followed by Black Lives Matter and then President Trump. A majority of Americans say Antifa, conservative militias, and conservative media contribute to protests becoming more dangerous. Antifa is 53%. Conservative militias, 52%. Where do you see conservative militias? And conservative media, 51%. That's a joke. But I give you all the stats. All the stats. And this is why House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally, after months and months of looting and burning and murder and chaos, was forced to denounce the violence. And this is why Joe Biden was forced to denounce the violence. Before I get to all the other news, there's so much. I want to mention my parade, and all the details are really filling in now real fast. It's called Back the Blue Pro-Trump Parade. There's never been a better time than today. By the way, today a double cop killer was paroled in Governor Cuomo's New York. A double cop killer. Convicted double cop killer Anthony Bottom being paroled in Governor Andrew Cuomo's New York. Bottom and two other members of the Black Liberation Army ambushed New York City police officers Joe Pignatini, Waverly Jones, by using a fake 911 call to get him to come to a Harlem housing complex where they were both shot dead. Jones was killed with a single shot to the back of the head. Pia Gentini shot 22 times, begging for his life during the attack. It just hit his wife, Diane, in the gut when she learned of Bottom's parole. He needed to stay behind bars for what he did. He should have been behind bars for his life. No, he should have been executed. Governor Cuomo now sees fit to release a cop killer into New York society. Benevolent Association President, Police Benevolent Association, PBS Society President, Pat Lynch, said in the last 3 years there are 16 cop killers now walking our streets. So I'm not surprised that once again they're going to do that. But what makes you so angry is you know there's a police family that's now devastated again, but a family that'll fight this and will continue to fight this. Bottom now goes by the name Jaleel Abdul Mutaquim. Scheduled to be paroled October 20th. So it's the perfect timing for my Back the Blue pro-Trump parade, the biggest pro-Trump, pro-police protest and parade in America. We will dominate the Vegas Strip for 3 hours. Come join us, thousands of you. Show your love and support for President Trump and our heroes of the police and heroes of the Las Vegas Metro Police and police nationwide. Hosted by yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Grand Marshal, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, the commissioner during 9/11, a real hero. When? A week from today, next Wednesday, September 30th, from 3 to 6 p.m. during the show, I'll host the whole show from my car. The staging starts at noon. Get there early. We're going to have thousands of people and thousands of cars at the Ahern Hotel. That's where it all starts. We stage starting at noon for the 3 to 6 o'clock parade. And it's a car parade, a rolling car parade. We're not getting out of the cars. We're not going to violate any government orders. We're not going to have Governor Sisolak bothering us. There's nothing he can say. It's a car parade. We're all socially distant. You don't have to wear masks. You're in your own car. We start at the Ahern Hotel at 300 West Sahara, right near the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard. You enter the Ahern Hotel garage at Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. And there's tons of lots and a seven-story parking garage that will house all of our thousands of cars. We stand behind our president, our police. We're loud, we're proud, and we're not hiding, and we're not backing down. Get ready for the biggest, loudest, boldest pro-Trump police event, pro-Trump, pro-police event in America. Back the blue, pro-Trump parade and protest. Make some noise. Bring your American flags. Bring your Trump flags. Bring your pro-police flags. Next Wednesday, 3 to 6, Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. A rolling parade, all socially distanced in our cars, with Trump flags, American flags, police flags. We're going to show America in the national evening news that Vegas is Trump country and pro-police country. Any information you need, any questions, any media inquiries, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll take your inquiries. Get there early. It'll be thousands of cars. This is going to be fun. And we got a hotel as a venue. And we got all the parking we want as a venue for thousands of cars. And we will dominate the Vegas Strip for 3 hours. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optivita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optivita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optivita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Rick
Vicky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade, including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. You are a middle-class warrior. You're conservative warrior. You're a Trump warrior. Always Trump warrior. Show comes to you from the house that Root built. The Root is on fire. And our advertiser is on fire because, let me tell you something, there's something interesting about this advertiser, Boomer Naturals, boomernaturals.com. I say it all the time. You know, it's not your typical conservative advertiser. They're friend of Wayne Root, friend of the show. All that's great. And most conservatives just don't like masks. Most conservatives don't believe in masks. Most conservatives don't want to wear masks. And I'm no different than the rest of the conservatives. As you know, if you listen to the show every day, I can't stand masks. I think the whole thing's absurd. But it is the law. You don't want to get arrested. You don't want to get kicked out of your bank. You don't want to get prevented from entering Costco. There's certain things you got to do with a mask, whether you like it or not. You're not going to enter a hospital without a mask. You're not entering your bank without a mask. You're not entering a supermarket without a mask. It's just the way it is. Now, fight those laws all you want. But until those laws are rescinded, you have no choice but to wear a mask. So I went out and found the best mask company in America that makes the best, most comfortable mask for sensitive skin, for breathing, for the ability of people to hear you. In sizes for adults and children, in stock now. They ship to you fast. They're very affordable at 30 cents a day. Highly protective nano silver technology. Three layers of it that can aid in filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And get this, on top of everything else, they're doing good for everybody. Every time that you order your Boomer Natural face coverings, they make a donation to nonprofits and charities. And talk about credibility, they're in thousands and thousands of CVS pharmacies all around the United States. Last we checked in with Boomer's executives, they were in 7,000 CVS stores, soon to be in 8,000 CVS stores.
So order today from a friend of the show and a friend of the family. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com and use the promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% on every single order. WARRADIO20. It's only 30 cents a day to use these multi-use face coverings. Save 20%. War Radio 20, BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. Listen, I don't love masks. You got no choice. And according to Wayne Root, you got no choice. It's got to be Boomer. That's the only way to go. I just got off an airplane. 9 hours each way to Washington, D.C., stopping in Chicago. 9 hours of wearing, oh, and that doesn't count the time at the airport. So probably 10, 11 hours each way. And I wore Boomer Natural, and it felt great. It was okay. Thank God I found the only face covering I could tolerate. BoomerNaturals.com, War Radio 20. All right, let's get on with the news of the day. I told you, we don't burn things down, conservatives, and we don't change the world by rioting and closing businesses for the day because business owners are scared to death and there's no murderers around our protests. But there should be a real major national protest about this Omaha, Nebraska bar owner who shot and killed a rioter and then wound up having to commit suicide because they were persecuting him. Not just prosecuting him, but persecuting him. And the special prosecutor, this crappy special prosecutor, who brought charges against a bar owner defending himself, tried to charge him with manslaughter, blames him for being a Trump supporter. Special prosecutor Frederick D. Franklin. Yet he doesn't have a bias at all. No bias at all. He's just an extreme liberal, and he hates Trump supporters, and he went after a guy. Prosecutor's black. The guy that was shot was black. The bar owner's white. No possible racism there? I'd like to know. You think that'd be some racism? Is it possible? Can I say there could be racism? If you're a black liberal and you hate Trump, and you go after a white bar owner who you believe likes Trump, and you charge him with murder for shooting someone who was throwing stones and breaking windows and damaging your bar and threatening your life, could he be biased? Could he be racist? Does it go both ways? Are there racist cops? Yes. Are there racist white people? Yes. There are sure as hell lots of racist black people, too. Special Prosecutor Frederick D. Franklin gave a press conference today discussing the case he brought against Omaha bar owner Jake Gardner. He waited till today. The guy committed suicide over the weekend. He's probably been in consultation with all kinds of consultants for liberal groups and George Soros. And he used this poor guy who committed suicide, who owned the bar, used his support for President Trump to justify the political persecution. He hit him with multiple charges. Franklin explained the day before the shooting, President Trump tweeted, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," and said it was significant that Gardner's affinity for the president was well known. Franklin said text messages to and from Gardner make references to looters and how they could be dealt with, apparently talking about defending yourself. When rioters smash windows of your business, that means you're going to kill people and it's murder. It's intent to murder. You can't defend yourself. Franklin also stated Gardner was philosophically opposed to the reason for the protest, which apparently negates self-defense. He admits rioters were smashing windows and vandalizing the bar. I think it's time for us to rock the nation. And we'll do it next Wednesday.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unloading on social media giants and vowing to watch them very carefully before November's election.
They've used this power to engage in unscrupulous business practices while simultaneously waging war on free enterprise and free expression.
Protesters in Louisville are angry with today's decision not to charge any of the police officers with shooting Breonna Taylor. These protesters storm a restaurant and begin throwing tables and chairs on the outdoor patio. That audio courtesy of Twitter user Brendan Gutenschwager. Federal buildings are closed and a state of emergency was already declared. A curfew is set for 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Lots going on in Louisville, Kentucky right now after they indicted one police officer, but none of them for murder. The protesting BLM crowd is marching through the streets of Louisville and chanting, "No lives matter till black lives matter." How do you feel about that? That's wonderful, isn't it? And the BLM crowd is chanting, "If we didn't get it, burn it down. If we didn't get it, burn it down." In other words, if you don't get the charges you want, just burn the whole town down. A U-Haul truck pulled up with shields and supplies for the group to use, perhaps violent supplies. Tense scene as the BLM crowd marched through the streets, passing by police officers in Louisville. One person shouted at the Louisville police, "You all get ready to effing die." Police moved in, rioters started to fight with the police, and arrests have been made. This is what you're dealing with all over this country, and you wonder why Trump is going to win a big re-election, in my opinion. I think that most normal human beings, including law and order, black, hardworking, nice Americans, who 98% of black people are great people who don't condone this kind of stuff and don't want police to fund it, I think they're mad too, and they know their neighborhoods could burn. They're the ones that are going to burn. So I just think the whole thing's outrageous, and they're turning people against BLM and against Antifa and against liberal causes. All right, we've got our guest here, Alam Bokhari. He's a senior technology correspondent for Breitbart News. His new book was just released yesterday, hashtag deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Alam Bokhari, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm doing good. Great to be on.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I was doing some research before I came on here, and got a funny story about tech bias. I wanted to get up to speed on, you know, your latest work, seeing as it's coming on your show, so I Googled you.
Oh, gosh.
The first thing I see on Google is Wayne Allen Root, the conservative author, radio host, and conspiracy theorist.
Right.
So that's the first thing you see on Google.
you want to try Wikipedia? Have you tried Wikipedia? They have just slandered me.
Right up there.
Oh, it's terrible. They slandered me, and my lawyer contacted them, and they said, "Sorry, we have no say over what people write on Wikipedia." That's their game. They let all the liberals write whatever they want about a conservative, destroy us and slander us and libel us, but they don't let anybody write anything bad about liberals. That's the game they play, right?
Exactly, and Google will take Wikipedia and put it right at the top of their search results, which is a big deal because most people, I think something like 90% of people who use Google search don't go beyond the first 5 results.
Right.
So I have a whole chapter on this in the book. It's called The Defamation Engine. It's like the combination of the left-wing smear machine in the media, which goes straight into Wikipedia and then you can't get rid of it, and then it goes straight into the top Google results where you can't get rid of it either. Google and Wikipedia has really empowered the left-wing smear machine.
You know, it's funny because you're a brilliant guy, but I figured out a lot of this stuff a long time ago because what I saw was I would do an interview with the liberal media, and I would be brilliant, and it would be my best performance. It would be the best I've ever done. I handled every answer and every question perfectly, except for one sentence, and they find the one sentence in a one-hour interview where it's your weakest. Not bad, but it's your weakest of the hour, and they make that the headline of the entire interview. Then once they've done that, then they sneak in a lie or two that you're a conspiracy theorist or Wayne Root believed that Obama wasn't born in America. And let me tell you something, Alam, never in my life have I ever publicly mentioned anything about where Obama was born. I've never been a birther in my entire life, but one disgusting, slanderous, libelous media in Vegas said out loud, "Wayne Root's a birther." Wayne Root was the starter of the birther movement, and after that, it was repeated by every liberal media, and pretty soon they quote each other, and then they say, "Well, I didn't say it. He said it. I saw it. It's very well known you're a birther." Never in my life I got involved in Obama's birth, ever, and yet every mention of me in the media, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I was either a birther or the original birther, Wayne Allen Root. Is that not amazing?
It is amazing. And, you know, in the past, before the Internet, you know, you'd have these media controversies, and then people would forget about them after a while. But now with Google and Wikipedia, they ensure you have this scarlet letter following you around forever. And it's
right.
Only on the side. They never do it to the opposing side. You never see Rachel Maddow being called a conspiracy theorist on Wikipedia.
Exactly.
because she's repeated the Vladimir Putin blackmailing Donald Trump lie for over 3 years now. You never see that happening. You never see and it goes on Wikipedia, like the Twitter and Facebook, they never go after leftists who threaten violence or encourage riots or anything like this. They threatened violence against, you know, MAGA hat wearing high school kids last year. Almost nothing happened to the people doing that. But, you know, this is the stuff you see on the surface, Wayne. What's interesting, and, you know, many of your listeners will know about the bans and the bias and the things you can see on Google, the people who get banned from Twitter. But the really insidious thing, and this is why, you know, you don't need to read a book to know about that, but what my sources told me for the book, and this is really insidious, is the hidden censorship, what they're doing behind the scenes with their algorithm that you can't exactly notice.
Well, I could prove it. Let me give you an example. So I've been with Twitter for like, I don't know, 12 years or something, 13 years. And for the last 5 years, I had both a nationally syndicated radio show, this one on USA Radio, and a national TV show, the number one show on Newsmax TV. And even though I had a national TV show and a national radio show, I never added one single net new Twitter follower or Facebook follower in 5 years. How's that possible? How's it possible you've got national TV and radio and not add one? So then I joined Parler, which, as you know, appeals to conservatives and also says we don't censor. It doesn't matter if you're right or left. We never censor, and we let everybody say what they need to say. And suddenly I've been with them basically for 3 months. I never, up until then, I signed up and did nothing. Then I started to get serious about it. I tried 3 months ago to get busy on Parler, and since then I've added 27,000 fans. No, 28,000, excuse me. 28,000 fans have signed up to my page at Parler in 3 months after 5 years of not gaining one net new follower at Twitter or Facebook. How do you react to that?
That doesn't surprise me at all. Let me break down exactly how that happens. So here's why tech censorship is so much more dangerous than you know, mainstream media bias from CNN and the New York Times. It's because these tech companies know so much about us. They've trained their algorithms to recognize a conservative, to recognize an undecided voter, to recognize a liberal, and distinguish between them. And they've also, over the past 4 years, introduced all these concepts like misinformation and fake news and hate speech. And obviously, the way they define those concepts is in a way that solely attacks the right. So if you're sharing links from conservative websites, they'll categorize you as engaging in hate speech or misinformation. If you're following the wrong accounts, and they've admitted this publicly, if you're following the wrong accounts that have been banned, like Laura Loomer or Paul Joseph Watson, you may not get banned yourself, but your quality ranking, the hidden rating they use to determine where your posts appear in people's feeds, that'll go down. So that's really a formula for sort of turning down the volume on entire political movements, ensuring that political movements can't grow on these platforms. And that's how they're going to prevent threats to the establishment from rising, because these are the most powerful communications technologies ever developed. And they know if they allowed an even playing field on social media, if they didn't subtly manipulate their algorithms to press entire movements at the same time, it'll be over for the mainstream media, it'll be over for the Democrats. There'll just be a huge wave of anti-establishment movements popping up in these platforms. And they've manipulated them relentlessly over the past 4 years to avoid that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I've got 80,000, I think it's 81,000 to be exact, followers at Twitter, 81,000. And when I put a tweet out, you know, post out on Twitter, many times, like, it's got 12 people, 29 people who like it. It's got, once in a while, it's got 100, 150 people who like it, but mostly more like 25 to 75 range. And I put the exact same tweet out 1 second later at Parler, so I do them back to back to see what the response is. Now, keep in mind, I now, after 3 months, have 28,000 fans at Parler, but it's still 28,000 versus 82,000, right? Or 81,000 at Twitter. So I have basically a third of the fans at Parler as I do at Twitter, and yet when I put the same post at Parler, I will get hundreds of likes or thousands of likes, and they even let me see how many people in general read the tweet, viewed the tweet, or the post. I like to call it a tweet. It's kind of like Vaseline, right, instead of petroleum jelly. It's become the name. It's a tweet. But it's a post at Parler, and, you know, you're talking about one-third the audience I've got at Parler versus Twitter, and yet 20,000, 25,000, 47,000, sometimes 100,000 people view my tweet, and several thousand like it. And the same one at Twitter got 29 likes. What does that tell you?
It's 100% suppression. And I know this because, you know, I've talked to the people inside these companies, the last remaining conservatives in Silicon Valley. And I'll tell you, one of my Facebook sources told me, obviously Facebook is a different company, but they all follow similar rules. In fact, just today it was announced they're going to standardize their definition of hate speech and the way you can report it. But one of my Facebook sources told me, right after the 2016 election, there was a total panic in Silicon Valley, and a whole lot of among the tech CEOs and the tech executives, the that they hadn't done enough to stop Donald Trump. And this is when you saw all these initiatives against so-called fake news and so-called misinformation. And what my source tells me, you won't find this surprising, is all the people inside the company who pushed for those initiatives, who pushed for those things to be set up, they were the most vocal anti-Trump antagonists. And they then joined and staffed those initiatives. So the well was absolutely poisoned from the start.
Right. No question. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. It's just very obvious, and it's amazing. You know, you pointed out, you're the first person that's ever come on this show, by the way, Alam Bakari, that is on to the same thing I'm on to, that every time they mention anyone in the media, even the conservative media, mentions Rachel Maddow, it's TV host Rachel Maddow, it's MSNBC host, it's liberal, you know, provocateur activist Rachel Maddow, but every time the media mentions Wayne Allyn Root, they don't mention my name as a TV host or radio host, they say conspiracy theorist Wayne Allyn Root. It's gotten so ridiculous, and you know my show, I'm not involved in conspiracy theories. Almost everything I ever say is true. Everything I ever guess is true. How's that a conspiracy theory? I'm on the money with every prediction and every guess, but I'm a conspiracy theory. They've buried my name. It's Wayne Conspiracy Theory Root because they repeat the lie again and again and again.
Yeah, and you said that was
hold on, Alum. I want to keep you in the second segment. We're going to a quick ad break, so just give me a second here, and we'll get ready for segment number two with Alum Bakari. His book just was released yesterday. Hashtag deleted. Big Tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election. And believe me, they're trying to hashtag delete Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. More with Alum Bakari.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, have you ever heard the jokes behind the scenes? Don't ever let him hear them, Chris. Don't ever let him hear them. Wayne Root, the
we'll
Jewish
see.
Conservative, and Chris,
we'll
the
see.
Irishman, Chris O'Sullivan, we let it fly out here, man. We let it fly, and it's all in good fun, and that's the way it should be. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. If you've ever ordered a MAGA cap and received a piece of junk in the mail, those days are over. You want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com. They are the sponsor, by the way, of my wonderful parade next week, next Wednesday, a week from today. At the Ahern Hotel, 3 to 6 p.m. Staging starts at noon. It'll be the biggest Trump parade in the United States of America, guaranteed. We are going to get thousands and thousands of cars on the Vegas Strip, dominating the Vegas Strip from 3 to 6. MAGA Mall is behind all of it. Thank you, MAGA Mall. They have the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. Their caps are made from premium cotton, twill, with the finest embroidery. They offer the finest quality products at the best guaranteed competitive prices, meaning you get Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. Get 10% off each order using the promo code WAR10 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10 gets you 10% off. Just go to themagamall.com to get the greatest quality MAGA products. Themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. We're back with my guest, Alum Bokhari, and I think Alum has a book out, by the way. It just came out yesterday, hashtag deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. I've got to be Exhibit A. What they've done to me is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. They tried to get me kicked off TV. They tried to get me kicked off radio. They tried to get me kicked off my newspaper. It's just this massive attempt to try and destroy me. I must be doing something right, right, Alum?
Well, this is the tactic of the left. Anyone who's a threat to them, they'll try and ostracize in any way they can. And in the digital age, this is really dangerous because we now have a situation where the entire digital public square, where most commerce takes place, where most speech takes place, where a lot of political campaigning takes place, is entirely in the hands of a few unaccountable corporations, Google, Facebook, Twitter. These are the companies that killed internet freedom. The original ideal of the internet was that everyone has a voice. Now it's everyone will get censored by these companies. if you don't toe the line. And
can I ask you
no
a question?
Oversight. There's no regulation.
I've got a very important question, because I think the reason this show is so popular is I speak for my listeners, and I think everyone's thinking the same thing as me. Can you explain why people that run internet companies and big tech are so liberal? I don't understand. Why would you be automatically liberal if you're a businessman or woman making millions of dollars, maybe even hundreds of millions, maybe even billions in stock options? Wouldn't you naturally be a capitalist and a conservative? Why are they so liberal?
Well, I think on the one hand, they don't really want to compete on an even playing field. They like their special government handouts, especially the ones they got in the 1990s, that these Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is called. That's the law that gives them privileges that no other company enjoys, and is a big reason why they're so dominant. So this isn't a free market to begin with. They became so big because they have special legal shields, and one of those legal shields is the part of that law that allows them to censor anyone for almost any reason, anything they consider objectionable. I've never understood why they were given that special legal shield that no other company enjoys, but they have it. That's what needs to be reformed if these tech companies are going to be held accountable. And the Trump administration is trying to reform it, actually. There's an executive order on social media censorship that's working its way through the bureaucracy right now that would reform that critical law. So I do think that internet freedom is going to be on the ballot this November. I think a Biden administration would use the federal government to pressure these companies to do more censorship, whereas Trump is doing the opposite.
Do you think it's too late, though, for this election, though? In other words, you say it'll be part of the election from the standpoint that if we vote for Trump, we'll have a little more freedom and a little less censorship. If you vote for Biden, we'll have a little less freedom and a lot more censorship. But will it be part of the election from the standpoint Trump hasn't done anything yet that would change this censorship? So won't the censorship of big tech affect the election and maybe cause Trump to lose?
Precisely, and this is why the subtitle of my book is Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Everything they've been doing since 2016 has been geared towards suppressing the Trump movement and making sure Trump doesn't win a second term. They've even admitted this, by the way. We got leaked footage from inside Google in 2018, published on Breitbart News, showing one of their top executives saying he wants to make the populist movement a blip in history. We know this is what they want. We know this is what they're doing. They have the technological ability to do it, to suppress entire movements, more so than any company or any entity in human history, and they're going to use it. They have been using it to sway this election. So this is going to be the first time in American history we're going to see the power of these tech companies deployed to their maximum extent to sway the result.
And how do you think it's going to turn out? I mean, I believe Trump's going to win by an electoral landslide if everything was fair, but it's not fair. There's massive mail-in voting fraud. There's massive dead voter fraud, I'm sure. There's massive illegal aliens voting. There's all this social media manipulation. When you add it all together, it's a problem, and I just don't know.
Yep, we've got a coup happening in several ways. Mail-in fraud. We had the judicial coup with all these investigations, these phony investigations, and we're going to see a digital coup as well. These extremely powerful technologies turned against the Trump movement. And I'm certainly encourage people to read up on it. It's one of the greatest threats to American liberty.
All right, Alum, we got to run. Deleted Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement. His book is out now. Alum Bukhari, go get a copy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.